So as we carry on in our histaklut on Parshat Vayakhel, there is a sugya that comes up here, which I already mentioned, but I want to mention it again in a slightly different context. Why does the Torah go into so much detail when to the layman's eye it seems totally superfluous to go through all of the details of Truma and Tetzaveh in Vayakhel? And in Bekudei. So I gave one approach the other day, the importance of Bitsua, of doing things, not just talking about them. I want to give another approach, which is not here, it's not written here, but the Ramban, I believe it's the Ramban, writes about this with the Nesi'im in Parashat Naso, when we go through the Korbanot of the Nesi'im, and the Korbanot are identical, and we read each korban, one after the other, almost the same thing. And those of you who remember, this is also the Kriyat HaTorah during Chanukah, Nasi Livnezer, Nasi Livnezer, what he brings, and they all bring the same thing. And the Ramban asks the question over there, why didn't the Torah simply say, all the Nasiim brought the following korban, as opposed to each person? And I think the answer he gives over there, I believe it's the Ramban, can be applied here as well. The answer the Ramban gives over there is that even though, technically speaking, they did the same thing, every single person, even though you do the same thing, you do it in a different way, with different kavanot. Just because on the outside things look the same, it doesn't mean that on the inside they are the same. It doesn't mean that one Nasi brought a Korban and it's identical to the others, that the Kavanot of each Nasi was identical. And the idea here, I think, is pretty fundamental. It's pretty important. Like we say the Amida three times a day, we say the same words. I don't think any of us say the same prayer three times a day. There are different things that we are focusing on. There are different ideas that are going through our mind. And you can have psukim that seem to be the same, but they can mean different things. And number one, on the Bitsua, like we said the other day, we have the details. Words are coming again and again, but each time you read words, they mean different things. Even when, you know, when someone tells me they've done something already and they don't need to do it again, someone says they've learned something. I'm sure this has happened to you in the Beit Midrash. I've walked past you and I said, no, what's going on? I said, no, I finished. Which is obviously the most ridiculous statement, because you're never finished. Or I've been on this teal. I mean, I've also learned Sefer Bereishit, but I've also done Shir Klali on a Parsha. But every year I try, it doesn't always work that way, but I try to do it anew. I was told once, I don't know whether this is true, but it's the kind of story that makes a lot of sense. I was told once that every time, I'm not sure whether it was Rav Lichtenstein or Rav Soloveitchik or both, every time they learnt a Masechet, they did not refer to their notes. And they learnt it again without referring to what they had written last time. Because even though they were learning the same Chomer, the same material, we are different. We change. We're in a different position. So you can learn the parasha of Truma Tetzaveh. You can learn the details of Truma Tetzaveh. And by the time you get to Vayakhel Pekudei, by the time you get to Vayakhel Pekudei, it has a different emphasis. The fact that they are the same words or very similar words doesn't mean that they are the same. We know that, right? People, you can have identical twins. The only thing that's identical about them is the way they look. It's not who they are. It's not who the characters are. It's not, you know, over the years, we have interviewed many, many twins who are identical in many ways, except for their neshama. The neshama, which is a big except. It's not the same. So there are lots of things we are doing, and we're doing them repeatedly, and this can be relevant to our daily lives. Rabbi Nachman was very, very strong on this. God is Hamakadesh Betuva B'chol Yom Tavid Maaseh Bereishit. God creates every day the world anew. Someone could be mistaken to think that it's simply the same world again and again and again, that it's the same day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. It's just the same. But that would be a mistake, because things are only the same on the outside. On the inside, and the essence of what they are and the depth of what they are totally different. This gives us an infusion to our lives. With our parsha, I think you can apply the Ramban in the same way. So we read it 2 weeks ago. So what? So now we're reading it again. We're reading it from a slightly different angle. And the angle is a very important angle because it's the angle of doing. And now I'm looking at the Mishkan, and I'm looking at the details of the Mishkan. But the fact that they're the same details doesn't mean that it's the same Mishkan. The fact that a Beit Mikdash was sitting on Har HaBayit for so many years doesn't mean that every day it was the same Beit Mikdash. We're not the same people. We're not the same individuals. We're not the same married couples, and our children aren't the same children. The dynamic of a day, the dynamic of time, is influencing who we are and what we are all of the time. And we should not be... how would I say it? We should not be mistaken to fall into that trap where we actually begin to believe that, that everything is just the same and there's no, nothing different and it all looks the same. A lot of things look the same. It's the same Ashrei. I can tell you that every time I say Ashrei, sometimes I say Ashrei, I'm not even concentrating, but when I am concentrating, there's a different pasuk in Ashrei that screams out to me. There's a different bracha in the Amidah that screams out to me, depending on what's going on, depending on how I'm feeling. I'm saying the same words all of the time, but what makes it different is the way I apply myself to what I'm doing. So I'm coming to the Mishkan again, but the fact is, when Rashi says at the beginning, I've already explained this in Parashat Truma Tetzaveh, he's talking about the fact that he's explained the technical details. It doesn't mean that it's superfluous. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have a purpose. And just as in the same way we learnt with that Ramban in the Nesi'im, so they all brought the same thing. That doesn't make it the same thing. Biyakel is not the same as Truma Tetzaveh. And if you listen to Shiklali, you can see that if we follow the Ramban, and the Ramban says that the parsha is in chronological order, the detail is the same, but something massive has happened in between. Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel happened in between Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakel Pikudeh. It's not the same. It's not the same people. It's not the same reality. It's not the same Luchot. We have a parsha before, we have a parsha after, but it's not the same. Something enormous has happened in between. And in the same way, right, that everything we're doing in our homeland after October the 7th isn't the same as it was before October the 7th. Things change. They look on the outside to be the same, but that's a mistake. And it would be a mistake to be that way in life. What makes our life important and substantial is the ability to invest something new all the time, is lehit chadesh. When we're younger, we don't feel this so much because the reality of our lives is changing every day or every year, right? You take the years where the girls are in midrashah, so the year before was their last grade in school, then they have a year in the midrashah, maybe two, then in Shirut Lumi, maybe Shana Bet, maybe back to university, and then when they go to university or whatever they do the year after, that's new as well, and that's only for a few years, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, they get married, and that's new, and then they have children, and that's new. There's a lot of new things happen when we're younger. When we get a bit older, we tend to be in the same kind of misgeret, the same kind of framework all of the time. If we are unable to inject into that framework something new, we become stale. We're living life by rote. The notion of lechadesh is not defined by the physical things that I do necessarily. It's defined by what is going on in my mind, what is going on in my heart. We should have a Yom Tov and a Besorot Tovot.